Communicate with God by spending time in worship. God created us for worship. There is no right way or wrong way to worship God, as long as it is done to please Him. In John 4:23-24, Jesus said that we are to worship the Father in spirit and truth. You cannot just go through the motions in worship, nor can you just put on a show to make yourself appear holy. But if your worship is centered in spirit and truth, you are doing it right. You can worship God in many different ways. It is a beautiful thing and a gift from God to be able to find Him in a familiar songs or prayers. I like to listen to the artistry of anointed gospel music. This creates a shift in my atmosphere and immediately threshes my spirit into the inner court with God. You can click on the following link to enjoy gospel and worship music. Gospel Music Channel Star Operator I Am for Christ Ministries asterisk. When clicking on this link, don't forget to click the return arrow to return back to this page. Communicate with God by spending time fasting. Fasting isn't merely an act of self-deprivation, but a spiritual discipline for seeking more of God's fullness. Which means we should have a plan for what positive pursuit to undertake in the time it normally takes to eat. We spend a good portion of our day with food in front of us. One significant part of fasting is the time it creates for prayer and meditation on God's word or some act of love for others. Before diving headlong into a fast, craft a simple plan. Connect it to your purpose for the fast. Each fast should have a specific spiritual purpose. Identify what that is and design a focus to replace the time you would have spent eating. Without a purpose and plan, it's not Christian fasting, it's just going hungry. My personal best times communicating with God. Here are my three best private times that I spend communicating with God. 1. First and foremost, is my morning prayers. Immediately upon getting up in the morning, even before my feet hit the ground, I give God a shout out and thanksgiving for waking me up and giving me another day of mercies. I then go into my secret place, invite God in and speak my prayer request. Plant my I am seeds into the atmosphere, and make my I am declarations known to God. Examples: I am a child of God, I am blessed, I am more than a conqueror, I am for Christ. 2. During my daily devotional time, I read and meditate on God's words in the quietness of my basement, my secret place, and I sometimes go to my website page for devotional reading. Resources Star Operator I Am for Christ Ministries. And lastly, 3. While jogging or walking, I invite God to come along with me so that I am alone with Him at the park. I love looking at the beauty of His creations and shouting my admiration into the atmosphere about the marvelous handiwork that God has created, while at the same time listening to anointed gospel music from my other website. Private Time Music, The Great Commission Pledge, tgcpledge.org. I love singing these songs to God that I hear while joyfully singing His praises along the way. Spiritually speaking, the revelation and impartations of several writings like The Great Commission Pledge, The Great Commission Pledge, tgcpledge.org, I Am for Christ Pledge Star Operator I Am for Christ Ministries, hashtag I Love Jesus 2 Star Operator I Am for Christ Ministries, and the conception of this website were birthed during these private encounters with God. The Holy Spirit gave me these blessings to me as a reminder of our responsibility as believers to Jesus' command about our part in the Great Commission, Matthew 28:16-20, and Acts 1:6-8. Spending time with God. Session 1. Click here to learn more. Falling in love with God. Session 2. Click here to learn more. Communicating with God. Session 3. Click here to learn more. What is next? Thank you for spending this time with us. We are one ministry with two Holy Spirit-inspired international website ministries. We are touching the world one person, one family, and one nation at a time. Please visit our other pages below by clicking on the action button below the icon's image. Read Psalm 100:1-5 and 2 Timothy 2:15. Please share our website with others. We also ask, if our ministry has been a blessing to you and God has placed it on your heart, please sow a seed into our ministry. Any amount can help us spread the gospel. Thank you in advance, and may God bless you. Lloyd C. Glover. Lloyd C. Glover Pastor, I Am for Christ Ministries. Please visit the pages below. You have the power, click here. You can help support our ministry, click here. Join our team, click here.